Well, I would say the first step is we have to get back into a right relationship with God. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, that would be to repent of the sins done, asking forgiveness, seeking to start over. Just let him lead you from that point onward. I mean, God's not going to lead us if we thumb our noses at him, right? He's just not going to do it. Mm-hmm. He will only guide and direct us as we let him. And one thing he will do he will chastise us. Even when we're rebelling, he will chastise us to basically get us back to himself. I mean, like, I know that from past experience where I turned my back on God for a year or so. And, you know, during that time, I mean, like, he was constantly after me. And he took things away from me to be like, okay, are you going to listen to me now? Are you going to come back to me now?
Yeah.
And the choice was still mine. And of course, I did yield the knee and I did come back to God. And that was many, many years ago. But here's the thing. What happens when we don't repent? Or, you know, we're out of favor with God. We're living in sin. It's open rebellion when we don't mm-hmm. repent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Romans 2:5 actually says, but because of your stubbornness and your unrepentant heart, you are storing up wrath against yourself for the day of God's wrath when his righteous judgment will be revealed. I'm like, wow. You know, there's a place you don't want to be, a place where you're storing up God's wrath against you because of your stubbornness mm-hmm. and your refusal to repent. I mean, like, that just says it all right there.
It's hard, though, because it's easy to get to that place in our minds.
It is.
Where, like, the last thing that we want to do, and sometimes I don't think it's out of blatant, like, rebellion, like, oh, I'm trying to, do this towards God. Sometimes it's just, man, I feel like I have nothing left to give. I feel like I can't do this. It's amazing the lies the enemy loves to try to convince us of.
Yeah. You know, the famous lie, you're not worthy.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, the point is, yeah, guess what? We're not worthy.
Yeah.
But we're only made worthy through the blood of Jesus Christ.